2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Would you be more interested in like a T-Rex burger than a woolly mammoth?
That Velociraptor
meatball
is really gamey. I don't, I'm not really feeling that one.
Have you ever had gator?
I've never had gator. I hear it's just greasy.
It is greasy.
Yeah.
It's not good.
I mean, I would try it. I'm not going to turn it down. I'd give it a shot.
And I've been sold. Huh? No. I've been sold gator.
Jake, you like gator?
I've been sold gator like three or four times, and every time I'd be like, really? So it's good? Yeah. And then next thing you know, it's like mayo on horse. You know, like the horse was never going to play for you and I.
No.
It just wasn't. We've ridden too many.
Yeah.
But I've got to imagine that if you're getting into the like old school dinosaurs, it's going to be greasy and gamey.
I would think so, yes. Lizard is never a good thing to eat.
Do you know some of the worst meat I've ever eaten was bear?
I've never had bear either.
I had black bear, and I remember thinking, if somebody actually shoots these animals with the idea to eat it, they're lying to themselves. Because
so
it is.
Is it the same thing, greasy?
Greasy and tough.
Because I know a lot of people like bison. I don't like bison. It's dry.
Think of the most tough jerky you've ever eaten where you can't even pull it apart. That's how the bear was. And it was cooked by the guy that shot it, and he was selling it to me. He's like, have you not had bear? Oh, no. Let me cook you up some bear. And I'm like, all right. So I cooked up some black
bear. And then you got to lie in front of him like, oh, it's so good. Mm.
I couldn't even eat it. It was disgusting. So I don't know. I'm not going to eat. I definitely wouldn't eat like a Triceratops or a Brontosaurus. Brontosaurus would be the cow of the prehistoric animals, though.
Yeah, here's the problem. And this is something that I think is fascinating, too. Like, I don't know. This is a marketing machine, but everybody talks about, like, I'll only eat the best meat, grass-fed. Grass-fed's not the best meat.
No, grain-fed.
No, you want grain-fed because it puts more fat into it, more flavor into it.
Yeah, and you don't let them walk.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
you put grain down their throat to keep them in a cage.
I mean, look, it may not be the most humane thing, but you want a grain-fed cow coming out of a feedlot.
Yeah.
It's going to give you your best-tasting meat. Now, you want to go hug a tree, then grass-fed's probably your best thing.
But, yeah, exactly.
But... And honestly, there's a good ratio, too. Like, you know, grass-fed does have its place. But so you can go grass-fed and then finish it with grain.
Yep.
And there's a ratio there out there that I think is really, really good. But this is only grass-fed meat. It's the best. No, that's not the best, actually.
Not the best.
Yeah.
I am all about the free-range chickens, though. I like chickens that can get out there in free-range. I just think that our description of free-range and how farmers are actually handling free-range is
the definition of free-range is like an extra 6 inches in your cage.
Yeah, it's not. The protocols to hit the free-range mark is not what you think it is.
Yeah.
These chickens aren't out there living for 8 years of their best life, and then they just happen to end it, the end of their life with being eaten. That's not how it is.
Yeah. There you go. I have you done much barbecuing yet? The weather really hasn't been.
I've been doing a lot of barbecuing.
Like, what have you been working on?
Just recently did some New York steaks that were really good. I did the reverse smoke or the reverse sear on them. So love doing that. What did I just have in more recently? Oh, I did my Hawaiian chicken, my teriyaki, my grilled teriyaki pineapple chicken. I know you don't like pineapple on pizza, but do you like pineapple on chicken?
I don't.
Even like a
Hawaiian
chicken?
So you just hate pineapple
chicken?
In general?
No, I like pineapple on its own. I just don't like pineapple mixed with meat.
What about brown sugared grilled pineapple? When you put some brown sugar on it and you put it on the grill and you heat it up and it...
On the pineapple itself?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. I just don't want pineapple with my protein.
With meat.
Yeah. I know it's weird. I get it. Like, I know I'm in the minority. I'm not hating people that do it and like it. It's just, I can't wrap my brain around it. I just, it's never been my thing. I've not done ribs in a while. I got to get ribs done. I got going on.
And I just did those over the weekend.
Yeah, I saw that.
How'd they turn out?
Some poor man burnt ends.
Use a chuck roast for that?
Yep, did. Use a chuck roast. Did you see the miniature like baked potato balls that I made? See those that were there?
No.
I did not see that.
You got to go back and look at those. They were delicious.
What'd you do? How'd you do them?
Well, just cooked them. Just cooked them in the oven. Just cooked those in the oven, but just kind of smashed them down a little bit. Just kind of the smaller potatoes and put cheese over them.
Like what we were talking about, where you smash them and then you kind of fry them.
Yes.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
Oh, you did those.
Put a little sour cream over the top of them.
Oh, those are good,
Mama.
Yeah. Did you use a new potato for that or a yellow?
I'd say yellow.
Red.
Really? Yes. Red.
Yeah, so the new.
Yes.
All right.
Yep.
I would probably go. I'd probably go yellow.
Yeah, I'd go yellow on that.
I love
good. You're playing the song, and I'm just sort of talking food. Man,
yeah, it's so good though. Yellow potatoes are really good.
Back on the day when we had the old farm, and we'd have a bunch of, we raise our own peas and everything. My mom would make up peas and potatoes. You ever had that?
Yes. Yes.
So good. Yeah. With red potatoes.
My mom would make a peas and tuna on top of toast. It was a cream tuna with cream peas on top of toast. You hit that thing with some salt. So good, man. Tuna and peas and on toast. I also, about a week ago, did those brat boats, the jalapeno
boats. Yeah.
That I did for the Super Bowl recipe.
Yeah.
Basically, you get a big brat. I like
Wait,
to just
did
do
you
the
share pictures of that?
Spicy Italian?
I don't remember seeing that.
No, I didn't. It's a spicy Italian brat, and you just put a slit right down the length of the brat, and you widen it. And then you put a jalapeno in there with cream cheese, and then you wrap it in bacon, throw that on the smoker. And you've got the jalapeno popper brat boat that's just...
Man, that sounds delightful.
Oh, it has so many flavors that you just want to stand up, throw your hands in the air, and say, hallelujah. Amen.
I got a batch of jerky I'm going to be throwing together tomorrow.
Attaboy.
Figured out jerky. Jerky's great.
Non-sugar, too.
Yeah.
You use a Diet Dr. Pepper.
Use a Diet Dr. Pepper for the marinade with a bunch of garlic salt and pepper. And, it's incredible. Really good. All right. Well, that's us beating around the bush a little bit because we got a Jazz game tonight that the Jazz desperately need to lose, and I don't think they will.
Yeah. I'm struggling to even really get deep into the Jazz and what they're doing. You're going to see a lot of time from these younger guys. I'm almost... would rather talk a little bit about that U of U spring ball that I was up at yesterday. I don't know what's more relevant at this point, but it feels like Utah spring ball is coming around really nicely.
Yeah.
It feels that way. One guy that jumps off the page and punches you in the face the second you put your eyes on that Utah football field is Lander Barton.
Interesting. The jump from year one to year two, huh?
He is a – it's Lander, right?
Yeah.
His first name?
Yeah.
He is one of the more impressive physical athletes you're going to see in a Utah uniform. And it's hard because when Kyle Whittingham was talking about him coming out as a freshman and possibly participating and then starting, I think all of us stood back and thought, all right, Kyle doesn't talk about a young guy unless Kyle knows that young guy is going to be something spectacular. Then we saw the Florida game, and you could see his inexperience. And we got to see his true freshman body. His redshirt freshman body looks nothing like the true freshman body. His mechanics are all extremely strong, physical, explosive, and he's just a build, man. I told you, and I know, in fact, I'm not even going to throw out the comparison because it just bugs people when you do that because I don't want people to hear the name. I gave you the name on the comparison.
Yeah.
Just think of your bigger linebackers that you've seen that have good physicality but can move left to right really well. And that's Lander. And our observation period was very small, you know, very, very small. The other guy that I saw coming off the field as I got ready for interviews was Spencer Fano, the highly recruited, highly touted offensive lineman. I can't remember where he played, what high school he played for. Was it Alta, maybe?
Yeah, I always forget these guys.
I can't remember. American Fork. But let me tell you this. Spencer Fano looks really good. And my guess is they've got high hopes for him to try to take over a tackle spot.
Looks like Tim View.
So he is a special player. And the other guy I saw coming off the field, his brother, Logan Fano. Logan looks really good. And he looks, you know, the way he was moving, again, I didn't get to see everything, yeah. But
might be some head-to-head matchups there in a practice.
You'd see him a lot, yeah. Spencer Fano is going to see his brother Logan Fano across the line of scrimmage often because Spencer's going to be playing at that tackle spot and Logan's going to be playing at that rush edge, the OE, the weak side rush edge, where you're going to give him some two-way goes and some man-on-man opportunities, and so Spencer's going to see Logan. And if Logan can develop at Utah like he was developing at spring ball this time last year for BYU before he got injured, then I see Logan playing a big role for Utah's defense this year.
So we saw, now he's at BYU, but we saw, Waylon Lapu'ahu start every game for Utah State last year on the offensive line. Could Spencer, comfortable. Now, I'm not saying starting, but a high-level rotation, could we be seeing that this year?
I think that they're more than hopeful on that, yes. And if you don't, I think that there's a couple of solutions that I could see maybe happening. I think that when we watched Braden Daniels go from the inside to the outside, and remember Laumea had some spot movements. I think Laumea could be an outside guy. I think Kump could be an outside guy. I think Kump could be an inside guy. I think Kump could be a center. I think he could probably take some snaps. I think that the Bills kid could probably take some snaps. Right now, I think they're doing their best to find that staple at center.
Yeah.
Because Paul Maile left, and that's the gap that they've left. So if Fano can produce at that tackle position, then that gives you room with Laumea. If Laumea is a better outside, then you put him and Fano on the outside and maybe Kump comes inside. If Kump's the better outside, maybe you bring Laumea inside. But what I'm seeing with that Utah front is they've got really good bodies and they're confident with them. And the tight ends that they're putting at the line of scrimmage look nice too. So just a small observation yesterday, and I just tried to put my eyes on it. Like, I saw Brant Keithy was out there, but he obviously wasn't practicing. He's still rehabbing. Cam Rising was out there. So those guys are out there, and they're watching practice and taking in playbooks and taking in personnel and taking in the sights and sounds of practice. And things look really good for the University of Utah. I think this defense is going to be pretty sweet, man. I think it's going to be pretty sweet. Another body that caught my eye that has changed quite a bit is Connor O'Toole.
Oh, really?
The defensive end
that
had to step in and play a pretty big role for Utah last year. He looks really good, man. Body looks really good. But still, even with that being said, like all of these bodies and, you know, different shapes and sizes of these guys, because that's all I do for whatever it is through fall camp and through a season. What is that, like 20 weeks, 18, yeah. 19, 20 weeks? All I do is study these guys. And looking at how they reform their bodies, looking at a Lander Barton put on the weight but still look like a mechanical beast.
Well, I mean, that
is impressive. He just jumps out of off the page.
I mean, we're almost, you know, January, February, March. We're almost like 3 full months away from these guys, seeing these guys play in the Rose Bowl or you know, whatever bowl games for BYU and Utah State. Uh-huh. So there's a lot when these guys, you know, go home for the holidays and they come back. And I know for Utah, they played after the holidays and stuff like that. But once they get back and their whole world is nothing but conditioning and weight training. That's it, right? That's all you're working on.
Well, on those player exits, the player interview exits with the coaches.
Yeah.
You sit down and that's where you get some hard truths. I wouldn't say always. I looked forward to those exit interviews. But those exit interviews were hard truths. And a lot of times it was, hey, if you want this position, we're going to need 15 pounds on you. And you're going to have to get faster. Because we're bringing three guys in off the portal that we think could take that job. Because this year we didn't get enough contain from you. So we need more contain. We've got to have a little bit more anchor. So you got to put 15 pounds on, 15 good pounds. And it depends on how you take that conversation with the coach on the exit and how you attack it, and how you return for spring ball. And it's also the first look. So these coaches will take a look at Lander or O'Toole or Logan Fano or a handful of these other guys. They'll take a look at them in spring ball and they'll say, yep, saw enough.
Because you can do
it. Yeah, we saw enough.
In the span of 3 months, where you have all now in this day and age, where you have training table meals and all the food available for you, everything you possibly need. And, you know, I'm sure you're taking some credits in class, but you can live in that weight room.
Well,
you can really transform a body.
It takes every excuse away from you.
Yeah, exactly.
How can you come back and show? And to that point, there's a few names that people thought would be returning. And I'm not talking specifically with the University of Utah. I'm just talking in general. There's 3 or 4 names that I can think of that could have been returning that aren't going into the NFL draft that you're probably not going to see at the level that you saw them last year because they were given specific guidelines, instructions on where those coaches expected their weight to be or their speed to be, and they're not there.
Mm-hmm.
And now what do you say to a coach? Back then it was, hey, coach, I had to go back home. I didn't have the money to stick around. Back then it was, hey, coach, because they didn't have training table in the off season.
Yeah.
Coach, I didn't have access to the right kinds of food. I ended up just eating a lot of McDonald's. Coach, you could come up with stupid excuses. They just didn't have the full ability that they have now to look at a kid and say, that's an excuse.
Yeah, yeah.
You have NIL money. You have a trainer. You have 3 meals a day. You have everything you need. And for you to look at me and say you couldn't take 20 pounds off or you couldn't get your body fat from 18.5 down to 15.5, that's unacceptable.
Yeah. That's fair. All right, Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. It's time to give away some tickets. It is a Win Ticket Wednesday, 801-575-ZONE. You'll win a pair of tickets to see. Oh, this takes you back to college, Hans. Three doors down.
Is that the Superman?
Yeah, I believe so. Will you still call me Superman?
Yeah.
801-575-ZONE. They are coming to USANA Amphitheater on July 20th. If you want tickets, be call number 12 right now.
I'm going through that song in my mind. That's a pretty good song.
That's a catchy tune.
Here you go.
Oh, this. Oh, Kryptonite, yeah. Do they have anything else besides that?
Yeah, they did. They had probably three, maybe four songs that would have been very recognizable.
When I'm Gone.
Yep.
Duck and Run. Yep, seeing that here.
That's a good ticket.
That is. That's going to be a good show.
What do people have to do to win it?
Just be calling number 12, 801-575-ZONE. That's 801-575-ZONE. Officer Brown, by the way, if you're listening, you can't win.
Not eligible.
Sorry.
We've put Officer Brown on the world tour.
I love
can
it.
Take this off?
All right. Hans and Scotty. Jake's hanging out with us. How you doing, man? Oh, sorry. I turned up the wrong one. I guarantee you listened to a little Three Doors Down back in the day, didn't you?
Oh, come on. Who didn't?
Giving away tickets right now. 801-575-ZONE. Caller 12 gets tickets.
So I'd be 11 or 13, I promise.
Give it a try, man.
I always lose.
That's not true.
So I brought on another special guest.
Yes.
It's Andrew.
Andrew, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you guys?
So, we know you're a sports fanatic.
Yes, sir.
All right, so where are your allegiances?
So, I'm a big baseball fan. I love the Yankees. My dad brainwashed us, all us kids, at a young age. I know. I get that everywhere I go.
Jake says, yeah, he was my employee.
That's right.
Jake gives me a hard time all the time.
Big Yankees guy. Yeah. What about when you're talking about the NFL?
Vikings. I lived in Minnesota for a few years.
Oh, okay.
So. Serve my mission out there.
All right, so as a Vikings fan, tell me your greatest moment.
There's not many, so pick them wisely.
There's not many, you know. They had a good
Fran Tarkenton
regular season, but
you can't go back to the Purple People Eaters.
That's right.
Not at all.
He's too young.
You can't go back that far. Yeah, that's good. Still, Minnesota's got some good moments, don't they?
Absolutely. A funny story. So I went to a Vikings game. It was a preseason game in 2010. It was Tim Tebow's first.
Were you five?
Yeah. Tim Tebow's first preseason game.
Oh, jeez.
And it was funny.
Bringing up bad memories for Scotty.
So it was Broncos-Vikings in the Metrodome. His first snap, the Tim Tebow fumbled it. Vikings ran it back for a touchdown. Hilarious. It was so funny.
That sounds like Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
You loved him.
No, I did not like Tim.
You loved him for the Broncos. I loved him for the Broncos for you.
Well, there was that year where he would play like crap for 57 minutes and somehow find a way to win the game.
Yeah, yeah. He did that to us one game. I remember.
Oh, he won more playoff games than they have in the last 5 years.
Okay. They won a Super Bowl. Dial that down a little bit. I know as a lifelong Raiders fan, you may have
Listen, we're going to have problems, Scotty.
Hey, so tell me your responsibilities around here. What you do?
So I'm a service advisor here.
Good.
So Andrew's going to help you out. You come in, on that free service Thursday. You can come in and ask for Andrew. He sits right there on the service drive. He welcomes the customers coming in, checks their cards in, gets them all squared away. He's actually one of the best faces to go back there and see. So when you come on in, make sure you ask for Andrew for sure.
Well, and the thing is, the great thing about Mazda is most of the stuff you do down there is maintenance, too, because there's a lot of things that need to be fixed on these Mazdas.
Yeah, they don't break, huh? Hi,
no,
Andrew.
They're solid cars.
What's, and the thing is, a lot of people, when they drive their vehicles in and they're getting maintenance or they need to get, you know, something repaired or whatever the case is, they're like, I just don't want to be taken for a ride here. Because, you know, sometimes repairs can be intimidating and somebody's like, hey, you got to get that, you got to get those blinker fluid replaced and it's going to be $150 or something like that. Like, but here's the thing, I know you and Jake well enough to know that you're going to be honest and help these people out too.
Absolutely. You know, we try to take care of everybody here. We have financing available, too, but we just try to make the best deal for the customer.
I love that.
Awesome. Well, you know how to pick good people, too.
Absolutely. That's what we pride ourselves on here is obviously the best customer experience possible and making sure that, you know, everybody feels taken care of. And obviously, like I said, we're playing the long game here. We're not playing the short game. We want to, you know, we're doing this for a long, long time, and we want to make sure we earn your business not just now but forever. And whether that's purchasing a car or servicing a car, that you feel comfortable coming in.
It's free to come in and test drive.
Absolutely, it is. You know, you come down and drive one of these Mazdas, and I promise you're going to be excited and happy that you did. And
that
50's
got some oomph, man.
Yeah, that 50 is.
It's got some oomph.
Oh, yeah.
Got to test drive one of those.
Yes, you did.
Put your foot on that. Ooh.
Yeah.
It feels electric. It is a jolt.
Yeah, it goes. It goes. And there, I mean, I'm telling you that I love the 50, how it sits a little lower, a little wider. You know what I mean? And it does have that get up and go. And the ride on it is smooth and it's quiet. And you don't even realize how fast you're going.
Come in and give it a try.
Absolutely. Come on in, test drive it.
Well, you have the forever warranty. You got 0% financing. There's really no reason why somebody shouldn't be coming down here.
Yeah, period. Absolutely. Come give us a chance.
10785 South Auto Mall Drive. It is Tim Daly, Mazda. Andrew's here to help you out. Jake's here to hook you up. It's all right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Your home for Real Salt Lake is right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
March was a bad month for RSL. 3 straight losses. They'll try to get back on a winning track Saturday, April 1st, in Columbus to face the Crew, who just annihilated Atlanta 6-1. The pregame show will start Saturday at 4:30 on 97.5 The Zone. First kick at 5:30.
Catch every moment of every RSL match right here on your exclusive home of Real Salt Lake. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The wheel is loaded, and it's time to talk some sports. This is Sports Roulette with Hanson Scotty on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hanson Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Time for another edition of Sports Roulette, brought to you by the Weed Man. Because lawn care is not all alike, go to weedman.com today, where promises are kept, lawns are green. I know you may still have a little snow on that lawn, but Weed Man don't care. Go to weedman.com today. Get that lawn looking good come spring and summer. It'll come eventually, trust me. Even though our boy K-Bank says we're getting hit with snow again next week. At least Lloyd and I are. You'll have 80-degree weather down in Eagle Mountain.
Yeah, you're already golfing, right, Hans?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, because the golf courses that are down on that lower level, I don't know, they still have some problems. We just aren't getting a lot of snow up by us. Is there really another
snow? Yeah, but that little par 3 on your acres of land, that's all dried out and playing well, right?
That little par 3 went away, and it's driveway now.
Oh.
So, no par 3s. Well,
you got 40 other acres you can work with.
Right.
Not in Eagle Mountain. You got to go further south.
Tomorrow, 70% chance of snow. Friday, 50% chance of snow. Monday, 80% chance of snow. Tuesday, 50% chance of snow.
High school at spring athletics is going to take a beating this spring. They're going to get nothing done.
I did bring my kids out and made them. We did our flag football first practice last night. I made them run around in the snow last night. They were.
Did you keep them up on the bench?
Yeah.
You didn't come down in the valley?
No. We were up on the bench, and it was. We had a good. They were running around in a good 7-8 inches of snow.
Just have good.
Don't care.
Have good representation for one of them when one of them sues you for frostbite.
We got to get better.
You got to get better. We don't have time.
Yeah. Come on.
To sit here and cry about a foot of snow?
Nope. We got to toughen up these kids a little bit. Let's go.
Do you think the other Bountiful Bench kids are out here practicing?
No.
Nope. So we're going to get better.
I did have a great dad came by, dropped off his kid. He's like, yeah, you know, here's my boy. And I met him, shook his hand. Goes, hey, listen to you and hands all the time. I'm like, oh, no. So you already know what kind of coach you're dealing with. That's not great.
So you already know that if you want your kid to play, you should probably help coach.
It's like, oh, boy. He knows what he's in for. All right. Let's get to it. Lloyd, fire up that wheel.
Put the social media away.
What have you thought about the way Lamar Jackson's handling things on social media?
Time to walk away. Don't do it.
So Lamar Jackson sent this out. He said, and this was just a day after it was announced that he had requested a trade from the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah.
He sent out a post that said, because somebody sent at him and said, interesting how you sat out at the end of the season. Were you trying to avoid injury? When he could have dismissed it, he responded. He said, I don't remember me sitting out on my guys week one versus the Jets to week 12 versus the Broncos. How come all of a sudden I'd sit out because of money in which I could have got hurt at any time within that time frame when we know the Super Bowl been on my mind since April 2018? Let's get real. I'd rather have 100% PCL than go out there and play horrible, forcing myself to put my guys in a bad situation. Now, that's selfish to me. There were multiple replies, and he kept hitting them back with replies. Their fans were coming at him, and who knows if it's fans anymore.
Yeah.
It might be AI stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
There are now Twitter bots and Twitter accounts that are just putting out stuff to stir up stuff.
And it's really amazing and how detailed it can be, too. So my middle son downloaded this thing. It's called, like, ChatGPT on my phone. And he's like, make up anything. Like, whatever you want. And I think I tweeted out something like I said, write a country music song about trucks, women, and beer. And It ripped out a song with the chorus and everything just like that. It's really freaky. I'm not going to lie to you, man.
Well, yeah, I got a lot of thoughts on that.
Woo-hoo.
That's going to damage our youth.
Yeah, it's going to damage a lot of people.
Because there's a lot of papers that need to be written.
Yep.
And you never felt like you had the time to do it in college. It would have been really nice to have a computer do it for you. See, I thought the internet was just hitting when you and I were in college.
Correct.
I thought Ask Jeeves was essentially that. I thought that you could...
Put Jeeves?
Yeah, I thought you could put in like a question and Jeeves would tell you the answer. And that's not what Ask Jeeves was. I think it was Ask Jeeves, I think, was like a website builder or I can't remember exactly what it did. But I put off trying to do a test because I thought I was going to ask Jeeves all these things.
All right. Tell me, give me any song you want written. Like, what do you want a song about?
Oh, Woolly Mammoth Meatballs.
Country music song about, this might be.
Here we go again.
Woolly Mammoth Meatballs.
How do you, is it W-O-O-L-Y?
W-O-L.
Is there an H in there?
W-O-O-L-L-Y. Woolly.
Mammoth.
Is that Wally? Like Wally
no,
World?
Woolly. W-O-O-L-L-Y. Woolly Mammoth.
Sorry, I don't believe I can create a country music song about woolly mammoth meatballs.
Oh, shoot.
Well,
so AI
maybe
isn't...
there is some limitations. How about we just do meatballs? Country music song about eating...
Meatball sandwich?
Meatballs. Go.
How long does it take it to do it?
Wow. We've actually stumped this thing.
It can't do the meatball.
Oh, here we go. I love my meatballs. They're my favorite dish. Juicy and flavorful. They're so delish. Look, it's typing it out right now. Meatball, meatballs. Oh, how I adore these little balls of meat. They always make me roar. Oh, I can't do anymore. This is going to be a drop.
No, keep going. It's a good song.
Tell us more.
Can you put a little twang on it?
I'll eat them with sauce or just plain and neat. Meatballs, meatballs. They're my kind of treat.
Hey, Lloyd, can you get a little music behind this?
Oh, boy. So let's raise a glass to meatballs tonight, and when we're done, we'll feel just right. We'll sing a song about our love for the ball, and when it's done, we'll have a meatball brawl.
Oh, a good country ending.
Yeah, there you go.
And when we're done, we'll have a good meatball brawl. Meatballs, meatballs. Oh, how I adore. It's not a terrible song. It even writes out the chorus, the verse, the bridge. Here's your bridge. Some folks might say they're just balls of meat, but to me, they're a savory and hearty feat that bring folks together like good old hoedowns. And when we all gather around, we'll chow down. That's your bridge. AI is weird, man.
Pretty crazy.
But see, these are the kinds of people that athletes and you and I are probably responding to nowadays.
Oh, I know.
Which then takes the credibility from pretty much everybody and everything away from social media.
Correct. Yep.
So what I would suggest to a guy like Lamar Jackson is put it all away. Did you see the story on Andre Drummond? I didn't put it in the will or put it on Good, Bad, and Ugly, but Andre Drummond has gone to seek professional help with his mental stability. And his conclusion and what he and his psychiatrist came down to was you're stopping all social media.
Yeah.
All of it's done.
Yeah.
Cut it out of your life. And
I know here in Utah, our, you know, government officials taking some heat for trying to clamp down on kids' use of social media, and it may be ineffective, it may not work, I don't know, but at least you're taking some steps, because in my opinion, I do think it does have a dramatic effect on kids. Now, again, I don't know if what they're trying to do works, but I understand the thought process of it. I'm not trying to get political. I understand, like, the need to try to do something.
Well, I feel like athletes are influenced more than anybody else because they're a public performance.
Yeah.
And if you're sitting there relying on Twitter to give you good feedback or bad feedback on your public performance, it's not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
There are a limited number of people that you can trust on social media to give you some really good feedback. Yeah. Other than that, it's going to stir up a lot of angry feelings.
Yeah.
A lot of contention.
There's this great, and I know you don't watch it, but Ted Lasso, I think, is like one of the best shows on TV. Absolutely love it. And this guy who's kind of turned into the villain of the show is totally driven by like social media. Like he'll come into his office, open up, and that's the first thing he wants to do is do a Google or do a Twitter search on his name and see what people are saying. And I think
is he a player or a coach?
He's a coach now. And I think it's like they're trying to represent what really drives people. And what really hurts people. Like, people are driven for public affirmation, and people are really destroyed by public scrutiny.
Well, what's terrible, what's absolutely horrible, is people in really high standing that don't have people that they can trust around them actually refer back to social media for feedback.
Yes.
Yep. Instead of people that they can trust. And when you go to social media for feedback, you're going to get horrible things. From a very small percentage of the population. And that's too bad in today's society, because I think a lot of good people are suffering terrible consequences because of it, including Lamar Jackson, who's getting in an argument with somebody that's saying, oh, you ditched out of the season because you couldn't get your contract done and you left your teammates high and dry. When in reality, he had an injured PCL. Lamar Jackson couldn't perform.
Yeah.
So why would he spend 5 seconds worrying about what anybody says about him on social media? Because he can put on pads and go out and do it tomorrow.
Yeah. I know we need to go break, Lloyd. Let's get a quick update. Spin it just one more time.
College basketball carousel keeps on spinning.
All right, so just to give you an update on what's going on, we talked about at the beginning of the show, but several weeks ago, Micah Shrewsbury left Penn State to go to Notre Dame. And I tweeted out at the time, I'm like, this feels like there could be some dominoes from this. And sure enough, Shrewsbury leaves Penn State to go to Notre Dame. Well, Penn State just announced today that Mike Rhodes is leaving VCU to become their next basketball coach. Now VCU needs a job, needs somebody, and according to multiple sources, Ryan Odom, head coach at Utah State, is in the final steps to take that job. So what started with Notre Dame now trickles down to Utah State, and the Aggies will probably be looking for a new head coach to replace Ryan Odom at Utah State. I don't think Ryan Odom was ever seriously considering South Florida. I think it was he saw the dominoes that could be falling from this and kind of slow played the whole process. And again, that's just me speculating. I don't know. I love Ryan. I got to know Ryan really well over the last 2 years. He's a brilliant coach, a good man. But I also think that, you know, there's a lot of guys out there that are trying to, you know, put themselves in the best position. That's home for him. It'll be a significant pay increase. It's a program that's had a lot of success over the last 20 years. It makes sense. South Florida never made sense to me with Ryan Odom, but VCU makes a ton of sense for me. UVU will be looking for a new coach, as it was announced, and he has also announced on Twitter that he is leaving UVU to take the Cal job.
Well, Utah State's in a really tough position right now to go through a coaching search. Do they try to hire from inside?
That's a good question. I mean, just a quick thought of candidates that might be available. Nate Dixon has been the lead assistant and Ryan Odom's lead assistant for a long time. I think he'd be great. Chris Burgess, and I'm going to go through this a little bit more tomorrow on the show. I'll line up some candidates that are realistic that I think could be really good. I think Chris Burgess at Utah would do a fantastic job as well. Tim Miles at San Jose State, I would have him on the phone as well. He's the Mountain West Conference Coach of the Year. Turn that program around. I've had a few interactions with him. I know he's close with Craig Smith. He was the one that kind of brought Craig along with him on various stops. So there, I don't think there will be a shortage of candidates for Utah State. Name that Jeff Goodman just tweeted out in regards to UVU is Barrett Peary. He coached in the Big Sky for a while, was on the Utah staff, and now he's at UNLV, an assistant at UNLV. I think he'd be a fantastic hire for UVU. I love that dude, and he'd be fun to get on the air a lot, too. He's a good interview.
It's going to be tough losing Ryan Odom.
Yep. All right. Hans and Scotty, take a quick break, wrap this up, get you ready for Unrivaled next right here on The Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
We're joined now by current Jazz assistant coach and former star of the 1998 University of Utah men's basketball team, Alex Jensen. When you see San Diego State or Miami or Florida Atlantic get into the Final Four for the first time and you see the wild celebration, I imagine you are transported 25 years instantly. Is that true?
For the most part, as time goes on, I get further and further from the college game. I still have quite a few friends there, but yeah, the memories often come back, and it was a great time. The highest highs and the lowest lows at the same time. It was a special group, and nobody wanted to be the guy to let everybody else down.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Number one.
Miss any part of the show?
Every moment of every show is available in podcast form
by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, wrapping up another edition of the show. Really cool to hang out here at Tim Daly Mazda, 10785 South Automall Drive. Jake's hanging out with us. Tyler's hanging out with us.
Please don't go.
It's like the good old days.
Don't go.
There you go. Don't go away, boys. Come on.
Please don't go. Hey, we'll be here as much as you want.
I'm all down for a side hustle. If you guys got something, I'll sling some cars for you.
I know you would.
I told Jake, let's build a little studio and just make the Hanson Scotty Studios.
Mazda Miata.
Under the Miata.
There you go, right there.
Do it from the Mazda Miata.
I don't know. I don't think the two of us are fitting.
We need that picture.
Yeah, I just want to see
inside of a Mazda Miata for sure. I'll take a picture today. Lloyd.
Was that Lloyd that said do it from the Miata?
Yeah. We'll put you in there and take a picture, he said.
It's going to have to be a soft top, and that soft top's going to have to be down. And you're going to need to put seats in it that you don't mind having break.
Other than that, we'll make it work.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Guys, we love being here. It's so much fun. Tyler, it's fun catching up with you.
Getting the band back together.
Yeah.
Here we go.
It feels like it's been so stinking long. And it's fun to see Jake down here at Mazda.
Yeah.
Because it's a right fit. At first, I was like, I can't see Jake at a Mazda.
That's when I told Hans, I'm like, hey, you know Jake's running the Mazda? We're like,
what?
Mazda.
Huh.
And then, and again, but here's the cool thing, like, when you get into Mazda and you drive, you're like, holy smokes.
Tyler,
this is one of the best kept secrets out there.
Yep.
Tyler, do you remember the car I had when you and I first met? Mazda 626.
Yeah, it was a Mazda 626.
Yeah, he didn't have reverse.
It was a Mazda 626.
It just would run forever.
It was like a 98.
Hey, if you had a forever warranty, you fix that reverse.
Yeah, we would have fixed the reverse for you.
Yeah, see? You messed up.
I don't remember who I bought it from. I just remember they didn't know a lot.
It had like 280,000 miles on that thing.
When I sold it, it was 215 or 216,000.
And you still got a couple grand out of it.
I did. I ended up with a couple grand out of that thing.
Wow.
Yeah, those Mazdas, I loved it. I drove it for like 4 years.
We have some actually even some cool breaking news type of deal.
Oh.
So we watch, obviously, used car values, and they have jumped back up. You remember during COVID, they were just crazy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they came down. Everybody's like, oh, man, and that was hard. But now, boom, guess what? They're going back up.
Are they?
So if you got something you want to trade in, like...
Yeah, now's the time.
Yeah,
sure.
Right? It's like, before it goes back down again, let's get you in here and trade you out because your vehicle currently is worth more right now. This is a good time.
Well, really, I mean, there was a time there where people had equity in their vehicle, which seemed crazy.
Yeah.
And to think that those are still some opportunities people take advantage of, you'd be silly not to do that.
Well, yeah, they had the sharpest increase. Our used car guy was showing us that they had the sharpest increase in value over the last 2 months than they have over the last 4 years.
Wow. Like
just increase. The last 2 months?
Yeah, it's been crazy.
Tyler, how does
Tim, world you're living in, man?
Yeah. How does Tim Daly does Tim Daly assign the forever warranty to the used cars if you come in to buy a used car?
Yeah, so if you come in to buy a used car, Jake, it's got to be less than 75,000 miles, right?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And no more than how many years old?
7 years old.
7 years old.
So there's that's a really broad spectrum.
Most of the stuff that we carry.
Yeah. 90% of the stuff that we carry is all covered under the forever warranty.
And you know, honestly, and you know how, like, Hans and I, when we first started the show, I had an old vehicle that would break down all the time. And I'm like, I've had it. I'm not dealing with this anymore. True. And to have that peace of mind knowing that if one of the big majors, like engine transmission, goes out, knowing that, like, you know what? I can drive this thing forever. And if something happens, it's okay. And I'm going to get it taken care of. And that's peace of mind given to me for free from the Tim Daly family. I mean, it's just, that's worth its weight in gold right there.
Yep. We'd love to have you in. And I'll be real honest. We're not interested in selling you one car. We're not interested in servicing your car once. Like, we want a relationship where you buy all of your cars from us and you also refer your friends and family to us because you just trust us. And that's really the goal of this. Mm-hmm. That's what we're here to do.
And, Jake, you know, it seems like every week you hear something pop up about how the Fed jumped up interest rates another quarter point or whatever. You're still offering 0% on
some
models.
Yeah, we still got 0%, you know, and that's not really out there that much. So come down.
Hans,
and take
can you stop 0%. The Fed from all this craziness, please?
I can certainly try.
All right. Send an email
you
to can, Joe, would you?
Send a terse
you
email.
You can give him a woolly mammoth meatball.
Did you hear the woolly mammoth meatballs?
With a Band-Aid in it.
Jake said he's out. He's not having one.
Hey, Jake, come on, man. If it was cooked right, if it was a medium rare.
I'm going to need a lot of sauce.
You're not kicking that thing out of bed.
A1 like crazy.
Just drown that thing in marinara.
I'm telling you.
Oh, boy.
It's fun being back, guys.
Good to have you.
Thank you. Love chatting with both of you. 10785 Automall Drive here in Sandy. Come on down. Jake and his crew. Look, personally, I've known Jake forever. Jake, I think I've bought like 10 cars from you in the past. You've always treated me right, like family. And that's not just because I know you. You treat everybody like that. So come on down. Let's go. It's right here at Tim Daly Mazda, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.